Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
55362.
55362?
Correct.
Okay. Your first and last name, please?
Brett Sullivan.
All right, sir. And can you verify your address for me, please, sir?
It's 9551 Gillard Avenue, Northeast, Monticello.
Okay, let's see here.
And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Janessa.
Janessa, okay.
Yes. All right, so it looks like there was an order for, let's see here, a hype watch, a health fit watch, and a wireless earbuds. It states here that this order originally was placed on March the 6th. You paid $7.92 shipping and handling for that watch, and you paid $18.94, which was shipping and handling and a warranty for the earbuds and the watch. That was on March the 6th. Let's see here. The shipping and handling price that you paid for the watch and earbuds, it states that those were shipping charges for you to try those for a 14-day trial period.
There's no 14-day trial period. No. And plus, I never even, I'm not being charged $69. I'll pay for the shipping and handling, but you're not going to charge me $69.
Okay, sir. Do you have those products?
I do.
Okay, well, you would have to ship those products back in order to not be charged.
That's not what this offer was all about. It was a free. It was free. All I had to do was pay for shipping and handling.
Yes, free to try it. Yes, sir, free to try it. And if you did not cancel, there were terms and conditions, sir. Okay, there were terms and conditions, sir, that stated that. So, I mean, I'm giving you the terms and conditions and why you were charged.
You want to provide me a copy of that and where I agreed to that, then fine. Then you have a legal standpoint. Otherwise, this is...
All right, sir. Well, thank you for contacting customer support. I'm not going to go back and forth. You asked why you were charged, and I was explaining why you were charged. That are the terms and conditions that were listed for those products. That is why you were being charged.
Please provide me with a copy of those terms and conditions.
Sir, you can go look on the website for those, sir.
And what is the website?
Let's see here. You have the Hype Watch. That website is shop, S-H-O-P, hype, H-Y-P-E, watch.com.
Okay.
And at the very, very bottom, there's a link, home, terms, condition, privacy policy, and contact.
Okay, well, guess what? This was actually a unsolicited text message that said click here, and then it brought me to a link that said this was free, and all I had to do was pay shipping and handling. So this is a bait and switch tactic, and I'm going to report it to the Consumer Credit Report Bureau. And also my U.S. Attorney General. I'm the Minnesota Attorney General, just so you know.
Okay, sir. Well, the terms and conditions were there, sir.
No, they weren't on the link that was provided. They might be on your website there.
Yes, sir.
Not the link that I went to.
So, okay, well, there was a link on either, whether it was this exact website or another website, it was a website because there is an IP address. And for each IP address, there's a website. It's the same link at the very bottom, whether it's the same page or a different page. It's always at the very bottom, and it's a link along with the privacy policy and the contact.
I will be reporting this.
Thank you for contacting customer support, sir. You enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You too. Goodbye.